You know, the life of our Lord Jesus on earth is transparent. There is no opaqueness in Him. There is no front and back. There is no before man and by Himself. You find that our Lord Jesus is transparent. Nothing hiding. And this is His character that needs to be built into us. How opaque we are. Earthen vessels. We cannot afford to be transparent. We have to play as an actor in this world. Not only in the theater of this world, even in the church, we act, we play. We are not real. We are not transparent. And how we need the Holy Spirit to convict us, to take away all these opaqueness and darkness in us, that the light of God may shine through us. That's a solid stone. And that stone is one of the foundations of New Jerusalem. Or take another stone, emerald. Now the reason why I use these three stones, because all these three stones you find in Revelation chapter 4. You know, the appearance of God on the throne is like jasper and sardius. And there is a rainbow around His throne, like emerald. Emerald stone. You find it on the breastplate of the high priest. I think it is the third stone. Or the fourth stone. And you'll find it in New Jerusalem, in the foundation. The word emerald, both in Greek and Hebrew, means flashing. It is of a vivid, velvety green color. It's green color. And it has been considered as representing resurrection, life. You know, green color is a color of life. The song of the emerald is the song of salvation. Ye must be born again. So here you'll find this stone. And we are told that in the old days, this is a stone that can test out what is false, what is true. It's a testing stone. Brothers and sisters, that which must be built into our lives is that resurrection life. The Lord said, I'm the resurrection and the life. And that life will test out whether it is real, true, or whether it is unreal and false. You do not discern good and evil by eating the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. You discern good and evil by eating the tree of life. This is spiritual discernment. Life will tell whether it is real or whether it is pretension. Knowledge cannot tell. Some people can pretend so well, you think it's real. Just like today, people can make imitation flowers so real that you will pour water on it. But you cannot deceive a bee. It is life that tests everything. And brothers and sisters, we need to be like precious stones. And with these precious stones, He is able to build His church. Why is it the church is not built? We are not precious in His sight. Why are we not precious? Because we are not willing to pay the cost. Under pressure, we crack, we crush. Instead of in pressure, Thou hast enlarged me. When we go through fire, we cry. And yet Peter said, when you are tested by fire, leap with joy, because your faith will be refined as gold. Brothers and sisters, as our brother mentioned, it is costly, but it's worth it. If we are not willing to pay the cost, brothers and sisters, the church cannot be built. The kingdom builds the church. Finally, it is not only just that you be living stones. That's enough. No. It is not enough that you just be precious stones. It is not enough. Today, when you have a precious stone, you may exhibit it in a museum. Put it on a pedestal. Let everybody come and admire it. Our God is very economic. He is very functional. You know, He makes us precious stones, not for exhibition, for building. And when you really want to build with precious stones, what do? You have to build one precious stone with another precious stone. You need to do lots of cutting, chiseling, sawing, smoothing. Because even though they are precious, and yet they have all their different odd shapes, they cannot be put together. It is true that there is a character of Christ being built in us. But brothers and sisters, you'll find many brothers and sisters who love the Lord, and you really can see in them not only life, but you can see some preciousness, some character of Christ to them, but put them together and they cannot fit together. Now why? Because even those precious stones, there has to be further work. You may be of 10 carats, and when you have to be built into that place when God has put you, maybe you will reduce to 1 carat. How we need to be joined together, united together into one. You know, it is beautiful, wonderful. When Moses built the tabernacle, he used these boards, 10 cubits high, 1.5 cubits in length, with 2 tenons, that is 2 legs. And he put these boards together. They just fit one with another. Not just one board standing there for exhibition, but these boards are put together. And when Solomon built the temple, these massive stones, we were told that they were cut in the quarry. And when they were cut there, everything was done according to the pattern. If you are a stone to be put in a certain position with the other stones, then you are measured in that way. And you are cut and sawed inside and outside and smooth and numbered and then transported to Mount Moriah. And you just put it there. There's no sound of hammer or iron. It just split. All the works are done in darkness. In other words, brothers and sisters, not only our natural life has to be dealt with by the cross, even the life of Christ in us needs to go through the cross to be fit in with your brothers and sisters. Of course, we need grace. Without grace, who can stand it? And that's where you find grace is there. My grace is sufficient for thee. And by His grace, we will be transformed. By His grace, we will be able to fit in one with another. That the church may be built. So let me sum up this way. For the church to be built, you need not only life. Of course, the church is built with life. With the life of Christ. Not your life, not my life. But the life of Christ in you and in me. But life alone cannot be built together. Even if we have the same life, strangely, we cannot be built. You need authority. Life plus authority is how the church is built. Of course, authority without life, that's tyranny. That destroys. Authority has to be exercised in love, in life. But brothers and sisters, we find life in the church. But where is the authority? I'm not talking about human authority. I'm talking about divine authority. In other words, hold fast the head, and then all the members of the body will be joined together and fitted together. Even though you have all the members here, they are alike there. But if we do the hold fast the head, and hold fast the head simply means the headship of Christ, the kingship of Christ, the authority of Christ. If we all respect, hold fast, submit ourselves to the authority of the head of the church, Christ, brothers and sisters, we will flow together. Now, where is the authority of the head? The authority of the head is represented by the Holy Spirit today. The Holy Spirit is the authority, represents the authority of the head. So how we need to obey the Holy Spirit. Brother Watchman, he says, because our brother quoted him this morning, so I quote you. Brother Watchman, he told us, he said, when you go into the church, the first thing is not to find out over whom you have authority. The first thing you go to the church is to find out to whom you shall submit. If we learn to submit to one another in the fear of Christ, if we see authority of Christ, of the Holy Spirit, in each other, and submit to one another in the fear of Christ, brothers and sisters, the church will be built. There is no problem. You know, today we all want freedom. The church will be built. There is no problem. You know, today we all want freedom. Thank God, if you know the truth shall set you free. If you know the Lord, Son of God, the Son of God will set you free. And thank God we are free. But you know how we abuse our freedom. When we come to the church, we say, well, we are all free. Free for all. That's the church. Can the church be built with that kind of freedom? Well, we say where the Spirit is, there is liberty. But oftentimes you find it is not the Holy Spirit. It is your own spirit under the flesh. In the church today, you'll find there's such a conflict. Some people believe in liberty, free for all. And other people believe in order. Everything should be in order. and they fight against each other. But brothers and sisters, there is liberty, but there is order. Because our God is a God of order. And it is only within the order you have the fullest of freedom. Some people believe in love. The church is all love. And you love to such an extent you even love the sin in that person. If you want to discipline, well, discipline is not in the dictionary. But the church can never be built without discipline. In Matthew 18, that's where the church logo is building, is to be built. And you'll find there is discipline there. A church that has no discipline is no church. And that's the reason why we say the kingdom builds the church. Not only in the preaching of the gospel of the kingdom that brings you in to the church, but after you are in the church, the kingdom principles have to continue to work in us for the building of the church. Why is it the church is not built? Because we do not see the kingdom. We do not see the kingdom. You know, it is of the Lord. Before I came this evening, the prayer in my heart is, the word came to me, I love thy kingdom, Lord. I love thy church. And when I came in and saw this is the chorus to be sung, I thank the Lord. Do we love the church? We say we love the church. But if you do not love the kingdom, your love of the church is empty. So may the Lord help us to love the kingdom, that we may love the church. Shall we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, thou dost love thy Son, thy beloved, only begotten Son. And because of this, thou hast purpose to give him a kingdom as his inheritance. Thou hast made him heir of all things. O our Heavenly Father, we do praise and thank thee. Thou dost love thy Son so much that thou hast determined to give him a bride, to be his helpmate, to be one with him, to be joint heir with you. Our Father, we thank thee because thy Son, for the kingdom and for the church, laid down his own life. Oh, our prayer this evening is that we may love thy church and we may love thy kingdom. We want to see thy kingdom come, but thy kingdom cannot come if thy bride is not ready. Lord, we want thy bride to be ready. Therefore we pray, thy kingdom come today to us, that thy church may be built, that we may hasten the coming of the King, our bridegroom. In the name of our Lord Jesus.